95.1 The Bull Community Conversation, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, on the line now to talk with Megan Baumgartner with the Fayette County Fair Concert Committee and various other responsibilities that she has in a very busy week. It is Fair Week, Fayette County Fair in West Union. And Megan, the slogan this year is Fun Family Fayette. If somebody has not been to the Fayette County Fair before, what would you say to get them on out there?
I would say there's all kinds of stuff that we got going on for the whole entire family. For starters, Fayette County Fair is free parking. It's free gate admission when you walk through the door. And it is also free midway rides to everyone. And so very, very affordable family fun for all who want to come in and check it out. Basically, the only expense you're going to have to the fairgoer is all of the awesome food vendors that we have on the grounds and getting into the grandstand event. So lots and lots of opportunity for everyone, whether you're in Fayette County surrounding, to come and check out all the good things we got going on down here.
Let's talk about grandstand activity. What's on tap?
Friday, we actually have Hotel California. It's the original Eagles tribute band, and also World Turning, the Fleetwood Mac tribute band. And so Friday night is actually deemed our Farmtown Proud Night. And so what that all entails, all of our 4-H and FFA kids, whether you're from Fayette County or surrounding counties, it does not matter where you're from, all of our 4-H and FFA kids and veterans get in totally for free to that concert. And that is, we've got two different areas. There's grandstand and track, so come check that out. That's going to be a great show. I was raised on 80s music, so you're going to love that. Saturday, that would be our final grandstand event, and that is our country concert. So we actually have Chris Jansen coming in with Jackson Dean. Special guest local Steve Schroeder is also coming in and playing for us. So some pretty great entertainment that we've got.
Well, Megan, you're on the concert committee. Can you shed some light on the process you guys go through to put those shows together and get these bands lined up? It's a lot of work.
It's a fun process, and it's neat to see it all come together. And our process actually starts right now for this next upcoming year. We utilize a booking agent that helps us get everything with the artists that are in our budget. And from there, we put an offer in and see, and fingers crossed, hope that they accept. Once they accept, we start marketing. And so usually we do our Black Friday deals around the Thanksgiving time. Around Christmas is all of the final details behind the scenes when it comes to marketing. So all of our radio shows, our TV stations, we line up our insurance, our rain insurance, our general liability. We get all of our contracts signed, approved by our marketing on the backside with all of their guys and their managers. And then we also will dive into our production. So there's a whole production side of it too with our staging, lighting. Utilize a great company there that's been really awesome to work with the last couple years. And then we hit the road and we start fundraising for sponsorship packages. And I just want to give a huge, huge shout out to the Fayette County Fair Board. They have been absolutely incredible this year. We have record sponsorships coming in, which is awesome because that saves some money for us. Anything extra that we make from the concert, since this is primarily our biggest fundraiser, goes straight back into improvement projects around the fairgrounds. And so the Fair Board has done a fantastic job getting this fairgrounds looking immaculate. It's beautiful up here. Awesome jobs with all of their sponsorship packages, and we couldn't do this without all of our local businesses. So really do thank them for their continued support, and also know that it's important to go back out into our community and support them as well.
Megan, can you tell us maybe some of the recent improvements on the fairgrounds and what kind of projects maybe you guys are working on currently?
So I will definitely throw a plug in for the Fayette County Fair Queen Contest. This would have been my fourth year coordinating that. We had 12 beautiful candidates this year. Recently crowned our 2025 royalty. Alex Kent would be our Fair Queen, and our princess is Deanna Balk. And so our pie auction has always been a huge hit. So since 2014, we have raised just under $245,000 for pie auction money, and that's gone straight back into improvement projects around the fairgrounds. So the last couple years went to finish up our fair office here, which has been awesome from an administrative standpoint and kind of a home base spot if anyone has questions to go to on the grounds. Also been great from the financial aspect of things. this year's project, with all of the funds, are going to go straight into the Ag Center and Dance Pavilion. So pretty unique vision there. We've actually had already started that last year. They did an addition on the front side to make it more of a rustic theme there with the awning. And so that looks super cool. Planning to open up the inside, give it more of that rustic barn vibe, and also finish the Ag Center and connect the two on and just make it really unique. So that's kind of what we're calling the home run and looking forward to that. But some of the other neat things that went on this last year, we had finished landscaping the front of the fair office. A 4-H club actually went out and raised some money and put some fans in the south tile barn. So today is beef show, and I know they're probably appreciating those fans, especially today over there. And then the fair board members and a couple other people did a fantastic job raising money up in the generator building. They went and put in all new sheep pens. So those pens look absolutely incredible. And it's neat to just see all the different improvements that happen every single year. And I know I'm forgetting stuff too, but lots of good things going on up here at Fayette County.
Absolutely. Again, talking with Megan Baumgartner with Fayette County Fair 2025 going on in West Union through Saturday. Back up just a little bit on the pie auction. I don't know, did fair organizers envision this thing taking off the way it has and the funds that it has raised? Are people that crazy about pie in West Union?
I think it's a little bit of everything. Yeah, we definitely love to have some fun with it. Our previous coordinator, Renee Larson, actually had started the vision back in 2014 was the first pie auction. And back then, pies would have went for, you know, $50 a piece. And now it's hard to buy a pie under $1,000. We actually do have an overall fundraiser award that we've incorporated the last couple years to kind of entice girls to get out and do something of what we call pre-fundraising in advance to their pie. The really unique thing about our contest is anyone can contribute to that candidate's pie. So what we do on the backside, when it comes to the actual auction, Dave Burrock, Northeast Iowa Auction Companies, does a great job interacting with our gals. He does the achievement auction up here as well. So he will auction off that pie normal. So he'll sell that pie, he'll auction it off and say, okay, this is what that pie actually went for. Then what we do at that point is we say, this candidate did a fantastic job of pre-fundraising and we added yada, 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 list all of the donors that they went out and got in advance and add that to their total of the pie for a grand total. So the biggest donor is usually sitting in the audience that buys it that night. But then the unique part is all kinds of family members, friends, businesses can contribute to that candidate's pie, which helps increase the amount that our pie auction brings in. So something that's really, really grown over the past couple of years. Our record auctions have been $45,000. The record pie holder right now is still our 2023 Fayette County Fair Queen. Anna Egan's pie actually sold for $13,550. So it's neat to see people try and reach that every single year. This year's gal, Lillian Idol, was our 2025 Miss Maynard. She went out and fundraised over $6,000 for her pie. So absolutely incredible. You sit there and you're looking at it and it's like, man, that's an expensive piece of pie. But I'm telling you what, they're good. We had so many different flavors this year. It was neat to see the community come out and support a great cause.
Megan, a couple more minutes here. Let's revisit the concert for Friday night, Hotel California and World Turning Band. You mentioned free admission for 4-H, FFA, and veterans. Do they have to show an ID of some kind? How do you guys maybe kind of check them off the list to make sure that, you know, they qualify and get in?
It's very, very simple. We have our entrance that's right up. If you've ever been to the races, it'd be on the south side. If you come in there, all you have to do is basically wear a 4-H or FFA shirt. If you're a 4-H and FFA member, and again, you do not have to be from Fayette County to get into that concert for free. So definitely encourage all kinds of folks to come out. The veterans, just wear a hat, tell them you're a vet. We're not going to question you. We definitely thank all those people for their service. Just come up to the gate. All of the people are super flexible to work with and let them know that you're either a veteran or a 4-H FFA member. And that is all thanks to our incredible sponsors that we are able to do that and deem that night as our Farm Town Proud Night. And so if you're not a 4-H FFA member or veteran, still very, very affordable to go in and enjoy that show. We actually have two different areas that night. So there's a track area, which gets you down up front close to the artist. And I tell you what, they're going to put on a heck of a show. I've seen some of their videos come in, and it's been a blast.
Very easygoing groups and absolutely going to love the music that they play. So our trackside tickets are going to be $30 each, and then our grandstand tickets would be $20 each. So when you consider that it's free parking, free admission to walk in the door to the fairgrounds, check out all of the 4-H FFA livestock exhibits, also swing into the commercial hall. Tons of incredible vendors in there to check out as well. The floral hall looks incredible. The 4-H FFA kids did a great job on the exhibit hall. So when you come, definitely come in advance. Check out all the great things around the fairgrounds and then head up to the grandstands for a very, very affordable, good time at that concert.
Again, talking with Megan Baumgartner with Fayette County Fair Concert Committee and all things Fayette County Fair. Anything else that you want to mention as we head into the final couple of days here for the fair? Again, going on through Saturday. And if people want more information on schedule of events and things like that, how should they go about doing that?
I'll say on Saturday, too, so that is a little bit different for our ticket prices there. So Saturday, we have three different sections. There's the grandstands, the track, and then the VIP. Our VIP is very high-end. That's why we call it VIP for a reason. So those folks, for a VIP ticket, it's $125. You can purchase those in the fair office here on the fairgrounds or Fidelity Bank and Trust in Owine, also on Midwest Tix. Those are $125 each. We're about sold out of all of those. And what that gets you is it's front stage access. We also treat you guys to four VIP drink tickets that are complimentary tickets along with that. And then also an incredible meal that is catered in by West Union Event Center. So Jeff Albert does an amazing job with that meal every single year. It's definitely worth the $125. You're going to have tons and tons of fun. Gates open at 5 o'clock for that concert on Saturday night with the show starting at 6. Steve Schrader kicking us off before we go into Jackson Dean and Chris Jansen. So VIP tickets are $125. Track tickets also get you close access there down a little bit closer than the grandstands. Those are $65, and then our grandstand price is $35. So for more information, you can head over to our website. It's www.fayettecoiafair.com. Otherwise, you can definitely check out our Facebook page. Taylor Bakkenstead's done an awesome job helping us out with that this year, and she has all kinds of good information for every single day with what schedule of events are going on, and going to be some important concert announcements on there as well to help with parking. So check out that Facebook page. That's Fayette County Fair West Union IA. Fayette County Fair West Union IA. Lots of fun things on there too.
Yep, and best place to get the latest updates as well in case, weather can always play a part in different things. So, all right, Megan, thank you very much. It sounds like a great time in West Union here as we head down the final home stretch for the Fayette County Fair 2025. And break a leg, I guess, since you're on the concert committee.
Yeah, thank you. It's going to be a good 2 nights of shows, that's for sure. So don't want to miss it.
Megan Baumgartner joining us, Fayette County Fair. I'm Mark Pitts. Our community conversation on 95.1 The Bull.